The time is now. Volume 1, Episode 24, the final episode of 2017. This is Employment Law Now, and I am Mike Schmidt, your host. This really is one of my favorite times, if not my favorite time of the year. It's a time where, yeah, the weather gets a little bit colder, but it just seems so peaceful, so tranquil out there. It's a great time to sit back and reflect on what's been in the past year, and also an opportunity to look forward to what will be coming after the new year. January 1st is that magical day when the whole world comes together to resolve to stop eating altogether and to start going to the gym 6 times a day. I always thought if I was writing a book, the one title I would use, I think, for myself and for really everybody would be, I'm starting Monday. How many times have you used that phrase, I'm starting Monday? I gotta look into trademarking that title. Maybe I'll check out some of my IP colleagues here at Cozen. But January 1st really is a good time to push that restart button for your company as well. Not just to plan your underlying business and to forecast the numbers for the next year, but to develop a better relationship with your employees and better understand and comply with the myriad of employment laws that are out there these days. 2017 and now 2018 is really significant when it comes to today's technology and today's employment law world. No longer is it just a federal set of statutes that people need to worry about. The states, the local governments, they're all jumping into the ring and offering their thoughts in the form of statutes and regulations that you need to know about, particularly when your company is one of those multi-jurisdictional companies. I hope I helped you along the way a little bit with this very first year of my Employment Law Now podcast. 2017 was really a big year when it came to these episodes, and as I said a moment ago, this is the 24th episode this year. We started on February 1st, and you can certainly go back, if you're just checking us out now, you can go back onto iTunes or on our dedicated website, employmentlawnow.com, and look for some of our archived episodes. This has really been fun, and as I said, I hope I've been able to help you along the way and help your companies along the way. We've had a significant number of guests that have also helped me analyze some of the laws and regulations that are out there. We've had a bunch from my firm, Cozen O'Connor, as well. The very first episode on February 1st, we had Howard Schweitzer from my Washington, D.C. office talk about the inauguration and what a President Trump administration might look like for employment law. Two most recent episodes have also highlighted some Cozen attorneys. On December 12th, episode 22, we had a roundtable discussion with Jay Dorsch and John Wilson to talk about hot benefits issues for you all to think about heading into 2018. And on December 22nd, most recently, episode 23, I had my interview with Barry Kearney, the former Assistant General Counsel at the NLRB, to walk through the new General Counsel's latest memo and talk about some stunning decisions that the NLRB issued just over the past few weeks. There were a whole host of other 2017 episodes featuring some labor and employment attorneys, colleagues of mine here at Cozen. Episode 3, back on March 3rd, Scott Bettridge talked about immigration and immigration reform. Episode 7 on May 1st featured John Ho, who talked about OSHA and some of what OSHA has been doing and what he expects OSHA to be doing in terms of lending another voice to the employment law room. Episode episode 14 on September 5th, we had Jason Barsanti out in my San Diego office talk about California-specific regulations when it comes to meal and rest breaks and where that all lies in the context of other wage and hour kinds of issues generally. There were all kinds of other Special Guest Now segments that I was really proud of and really honored to have these folks on the podcast. Episode 2, back on February 16th, we talked with former FBI Special Agent Austin Burglass to talk about cybersecurity and the kinds of things employers should be thinking about. April 2nd, Episode 5, sort of a man-on-the-street episode. I was down in Miami, Florida, speaking at an employment law conference and grabbed two corporate human resources professionals to talk about what kept them up at night when it came to HR issues. On April 17th, Episode 6, I was really honored to have Dick Griffin, the now former NLRB General Counsel, who was still in office at the time of the interview. Dick Griffin talked about employer perception of the NLRB, why the NLRB has seemed to be so activist as of late, and where he sees the NLRB going. Episode 9, on June 1st, I had artificial intelligence legal expert David Kennedy talking about artificial intelligence, what it is, and what it might do, and who it might replace in the HR and legal worlds. Back on July 20th and August 4th, I had a double episode, episodes 11 and 12, a two-part sit-down with former EEOC General Counsel David Lopez to give us some insight on some very significant EEOC issues and what the EEOC strategic plan might look like in the coming years. October 23rd, episode 17, I was fortunate to bring in Rick Turner, the Senior Director of Employee Experience and Diversity and Inclusion at Whirlpool Corporation, to give his perspective from a senior HR standpoint, the kinds of things his company does to engage employees, make them feel valued, make them feel as if they have a stake in what they're doing. Again, the happy employee is a productive employee cliche seems to work so well for those who follow it. And is another two-part episode back on November 8th and November 20th, episodes 18 and 19. I had a consultant from DCI in Washington, D.C. talk about gender pay equity audits and how your company should consider doing internal pay equity audits and how you go about remedying problems when they arise. And not only were we big on guests, I hope, but I think we crossed a real good spectrum of themes and topics when it came to employment law in just these 23, 24 episodes. How many of these topics did you get something from in 2017? Sexual harassment and the Me Too movement, age discrimination, class action waivers, cybersecurity, the salary ban, FLSA, FMLA abuse, overtime regulations, joint employment, immigration reform, restrictive covenants on both the antitrust and employment law side, predictive scheduling, social media activities, legal activities and off-premises laws, punctuation, disabilities, hiring bias, artificial intelligence, independent contractors, performance reviews, website accessibility, handbook policies, microchips being inserted into employees, what? Hurricane and weather obligations, kneeling in the workplace, pretty as a protective class, pay equity, holiday parties, benefits, and intersectional discrimination, EEOC subpoenas, medical marijuana, and sexual orientation. The list was endless, and I hope I brought you some good information, some helpful information that you can bring back to your companies. Again, 2017 was a big year, and for good or for bad, I think 2018 is going to be an even bigger one. January 1st is that time to reset for planning your business, but also to reset for planning your relationships with employees. And at the end of the day, it is still those relationships that I think are going to make your business successful. You know, it is this time of year again as I'm wrapping things up here at Employment Law Now Central. And particularly as we are year one into a new political administration in Washington, that I'm actually reminded of that election campaign, I don't know, more than 25 some odd years ago when Bill Clinton coined the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid." Well, the economy is still trying to sprout. We've got tax reform just signed into law. And Bill Clinton's message back then really still does resonate in my mind as I reach the end of another year. It's still the relationships, stupid. Social media and technology continue to be great things. Both have revolutionized our lives in ways never before imagined, and at the same time have dramatically impacted the relations between employer and employee to an extent that will never go away. Some people like to put their heads in the sand and think, this is just a fad, this is just a phase we're going through, but it's never going to go away. Employees are using wearable technology in the workplace now, and the word selfie has even been added to our dictionary. We have continued to discuss, as I just summarized for you, and we have continued to dissect many instances in 2017 where employers have been told to toe the fine lines and manage the interplay between social media and employee relations. For example, making sure your company crafts the narrowly tailored social media policy that protects your legitimate business interests, while at the same time avoiding the overbroad and undefined terms that may chill your employees from engaging in protected, concerted activity. Reaping the benefits of the World Wide Web as a source of information when it comes to applicants and new hires, but making sure you don't learn too much information about them. Maintaining your right to monitor what goes on in your workplace and on your working time, but still being mindful of your employees' privacy and their off-duty rights. And understanding how compliance with traditional laws such as wage and hour requirements can be increasingly difficult with employee use of social media and technology. The rules and opinions and the prognosticator do's and don'ts will continue to evolve, no doubt about that, and they will most likely repeatedly change as we dart past another New Year's Eve later this coming weekend. But I guess my point at the end of this year, too, ironically enough, is maybe you should stop listening to podcasts like this. Maybe you should stop reading electronic posts for just a minute. Get your face out of your smartphone or away from your monitor. Don't worry about capturing your 100th selfie just that same afternoon. And maybe, just maybe, look up to talk to someone, anyone. Let's turn off the technology for a moment and ask why your company is and why it will be ultimately successful. Let's also ask why your company may be able to successfully avoid legal pitfalls and litigation moving into 2018. The answer? It's still the relationship, stupid. I will always maintain that the definition of a plaintiff in a lawsuit is a pissed-off employee. So the more you communicate with your employees, the more you walk and talk the hallways, and the more your relationships with your employees are truly valued within the bounds of existing law, the more successful your business will be, and the more likely it is that you can avoid employment disputes. Now, nothing I'm going to tell you, nothing any lawyer is going to tell you, is going to completely avoid and eliminate lawsuits getting filed, but you can minimize the potential for litigation, you can minimize the potential for disputes if you understand, I think, that it's all about the relationships. Valuing, being responsive to, and maintaining your interpersonal relationships with your employees, as well as your customers, clients, vendors, and business partners, will still prove to be the most important precursor to a successful bottom line. So, what is the final takeaway from 2017 here as I close out Volume 1 of Employment Law Now? The rapid explosion of social media and its impact on the workplace will never take away from the value of true interpersonal relationships. As great as today's advances are, it doesn't always have to be about apps and status updates and mass communication from behind a keyboard. It also doesn't mean that we need to give in to technology at the expense of our interpersonal relationships and the face-to-face communications that still must take place. Individually, I think we're no different than we are professionally. We spend so much time connecting to someone who's not in front of us that it's easy to ignore what is right in front of us. We're so worried about tomorrow and next week that the happy, meaningful, and productive parts of today go totally unnoticed. We're so obsessed with typing to the world in words and pictures about where we are and what we're doing and what we're eating that we're not at all focused on precisely where we are, what we're doing, and who we're doing it with. To me, we are successful both professionally and individually through the relationships right in front of us. So maybe for this holiday season, we can find even an hour to put down the iPhone and put down the BlackBerry if there are still some BlackBerries out there. Maybe get to that email or that text in a little while and keep the terrific picture we were about to post solely in our heads for the moment. Maybe we can enjoy the moment right in front of us, as it will always be about those relationships, stupid. I greatly appreciate the time you have taken to listen to the podcast this year, and I hope that I have again provided you with some useful and informative and perhaps occasionally entertaining insights. It's about the relationship, stupid, and those that I have made through this podcast, I am so appreciative of that. I am really grateful for those who have given me feedback along the way this year. Some things that they'd love to see more of, some things they loved hearing about, and some things that I can do better. Please send me the feedback. Email me, mschmidt@cozen.com. Leave a comment at our dedicated website, employmentlawnow.com. And again, I appreciate you listening, and I look forward to continuing this effort for you in 2018. I hope you and your families have a very healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. And of course, I hope all your labor is productive.